Hello everybody, how y'all doing today? It is Thursday, December the 10th. I'm your host Majid Habibzai, and I'm bringing you back another episode of Romantic Moments in Indigenous Novels. Today's episode is Tiffany Has a Crush on Tony. Without further ado, let's get straight into it. And I'll be writing a diary from Tiffany's point of view, describing her feelings for Tony. Dear Diary, today it's Monday, April 23rd. It's been 1 month since Tony and I have been together. As our days go on, my love for him just grows to be stronger. My love for Tony is as big as Mount Everest. Oh, Diary, it's even bigger than Mount Everest. It's endless. I wonder to myself how lucky I am to have caught Tony's attention. Thinking back to the first day he spoke to me in the library, and then when he sat next to me and his leg brushed against me, oh my, I still got the jitters just thinking about it. Replaying the first words he said to me, you look like you need help, reminds me of how I thought his voice was as sweet as sugarcane. I just can't get over how perfect he is. Oh, his luscious hair, hot body, and oh, his sweet voice. I could just listen and look at him all day. Even though we've been together for a while, I still get nervous around him. Today he was driving me home, and me being so crazy in love with him, I couldn't help but stare at Tony. I couldn't help but stare. Tony asked what I was thinking about, and I was at loss for words because I was so mesmerized by his beauty, and so I just shrugged. Writing this makes me wonder even more how and why Tony likes me. Love is a nutrient, and Tony, my love, nourishes me more than any other thing. I can't wait to see my lover boy again. Can't wait for his soft touch to linger on my hand. Day and night, I look forward to seeing Tony. It's like when we were still together, only thinking of one another. Our love is true love. Oh, it's the best love. It's getting late now, but I'll write again soon. Good night to me and my Tony. May he have sweet dreams of me and I of him, for our love is endless. Man, that was deep, huh? Thanks for tuning in to Romantic Moments in Indigenous Novels. I am your host, Majid Habibzai, signing off. Until next time.